I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hundreds of thousands of protesters joined worldwide demonstrations Sunday, calling for the adoption of a worldwide environmental control. Activists linked hands at the heart of the French capital amid tight security. The protests turned violent, with police firing tear gas at a small group of demonstrators and arresting about 100. Demonstrators left about 20,000 pairs of shoes on the ground at the Place de République. About 150 world leaders are expected at the Monday start of the United Nations Climate Summit. The goal of the summit is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius, perhaps less, compared to pre-industrial revolution levels. Syrian activists said Sunday airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others in northern Syria. The strike was reported to have hit a busy marketplace. Turkey said Sunday it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet. A jet was shot down by Turkish forces last week. Pope Francis is calling on warring parties in the Central African Republic to lay down their weapons. Chris Stein has more on the Pope's visit.
In the Saint-Sauveur displaced persons camp, Pope Francis was greeted by children waving signs with words like peace, forgiveness, and justice. Pope Francis's visit was widely anticipated and dogged by rumors that he would cancel. None of that stopped thousands of people from lining the road to the airport to greet him as he drove from the airport in the open-sided car, often called the Popemobile. Speaking to an audience of displaced people in the camp, Pope Francis said the country needs love, peace, and understanding to end the crisis. Chris Stein, Bongi.
And this is VOA News.